Hello, you. Welcome to yet another episode of the Unfashionable Podcast. My name is Andy. Nice to meet you, or nice to see you again. I will be your host and your healer until death does us part. How are you? How is September treating you so far? Great, I hope. Tonight, September 7th, we have a full moon on our hands. So if you're out there, make a wish for yourself. With that being said, let's get right into today's episode. Have you ever tried to do something, but you failed miserably? That was me in 2022, when I tried to make a website for a sustainable fashion blog. I didn't have any experience in web development, so I thought I could teach myself. I got up to designing it, of course, and making it function. But I was beginning to run into more than roadblocks. I made an About Me page, I even wrote out my first blog. But slowly, I was figuring out that creating a website just wasn't my strong suit. It was too much for me. I was paying monthly to have my domain, earthtoandy.com. But let's be for real, it was never going to .com. I even posted a picture about it on Instagram and got people's hopes up, but we have Unfashionable now, and I think it's better than any blog that I could have ever built. When I kept getting stuck, I knew it was time to pivot. I wanted to create a place where people could come and read about my fashion experiences and learn how to be sustainable, but instead, I chose to create my coloring book. I realized that I didn't need to have a blog in particular. I just needed to have a platform. And on YouTube, I already did. The universe said, just talk, Andy. Get a mic, get some headphones, and open your fucking mouth. So I did. I said, fuck creating this complicated-ass website. Let's focus on what we're really trying to create, and that was community. I can record and edit already, so I started plotting. The original name for Unfashionable was supposed to be Slow the Fuck Down. But that was when the idea of the podcast was going to be about sustainable fashion. This podcast is not about sustainable fashion. I could tell you to thrift and to shop less, but the truth is, the wheels are still going to turn. It's a bigger issue than what you and I can just do. But if anyone asks, I'll always be on the vintage side of fashion. Do not bring no cheap Shein shit in my atmosphere. You deserve better. Every time I see my sister, she's always wearing something cute, right? But before I compliment her, I have to ask her where she got it. Because if she says Shein, then she doesn't get my compliment. It's not to be mean, but she just deserves better quality clothes. We all do. But unlike her, I refuse to play a part in fast fashion. I'm no sustainability expert, but it's definitely a pillar of mine that stands tall and firm. What I am an expert in is trusting myself and what it is that I want out of this life. It's gotten me this far, and this is a dream. I just want you to know that you can experience the same thing. I'm still waiting for someone to like come and slap me and wake me up from this dream, but nope. This is real life, baby. This is real. This is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. Just because it's hard to see the progress doesn't mean you should dismiss your potential. If you really want something, you'll work every day to achieve it. I know it's hard because we want to build it so fast. We want to get to the destination and see the proof that we're on the right track, but you are the proof. The dream you have is proof enough. You just need to be loyal to the soil and show the universe that you're willing and you're ready. You can't just sit back and watch it happen. You have to try, even if that means failing first. Not everything is going to work out in your favor. You can't look at it as a lack of skill or accomplishment. You have to see it as a stack of lessons. A stack of what not to do again. When we were kids, if we put our hand to the fire, we got burned. I'm pretty sure we learned our lesson to never put our hand in the fire again. That's the same stack. When and if we suck at something, there's no time to beat ourselves up over it. It's just not one of our strong skills. You can learn and get better at it, but that's all up to you. If it's too hard, let go and let God. I guarantee you'll find what you're good at as long as you keep trying. Our journeys are filled with trial and error. That's why it's a journey, never a destination. In jobs, in friendships, even down to the boys we like, it's all up to us to find what fits into our lives just right. I didn't know if I was even going to like podcasting, the writing, the recording, the editing, but I do. I love this shit. Writing might not be my favorite part, but it's part of the process. I couldn't build a website, but I built this. You gotta go where your energy flows. Maybe you want to be accepted into a certain school, but you have no idea how it's gonna happen. Well, did you apply, or did you just dream about it? You have to take action on what it is that you want. We don't chase, but acknowledging our desires is one step into attracting them. I can't tell you how many different Urban Outfitters I applied to before I actually got the call. I was willing to drive all the way to downtown LA to work in retail. Thank God it didn't work out that way. Instead, I got hired at the Studio City location, a place I would visit in high school and dreamt of working at one day. And then my dream, once again, became my reality when I was 20 years old. You have to remember that I didn't come from a rich mommy and a rich daddy. I am the rich mommy and rich daddy. So I had to climb the ladder, and I wanted to, because there is no good work without hard work. I worked at Urban Outfitters for almost 3 years, and I left with a man that to this day continues to add to my life for the better. No matter the short-term goal or the lifelong dream you have, you just gotta go for it. If you feel it in your bones and you just can't deny it, my best advice is to just try it. You never know. You might get a man out of it. Like I did. The more you focus on yourself, the more you allow the universe to bring in who or what is meant for you. If I never would have applied to this Urban Outfitters location, I possibly never could have met my handsome angel, my sweetie pie, my everything. I wasn't looking for a man. I was looking for my bag. I showed the universe I was interested, and they sent me an angel in return. Put yourself out there because you're worth every shot. You just have to land the right opportunity for you. Not everything is gonna stick, but what remains is your truth. I was never going to get anywhere with Urban Outfitters, let's be for real. Not unless I was willing to move to Philadelphia. I don't belong in Philadelphia, I belong right here. And once I decided that, I got my first real opportunity in fashion. I remember my boyfriend telling me that I was too good to be working at a place like Urban Outfitters. And I was like, really? So I took the design job. He was right. I was capable of way more. And since then, almost 8 years ago, he's seen me go through trial after trial just to hit error after error. I've thrown a million spaghettis at the wall just to have 10 noodles stick. We build and we crumble, but that's what keeps us humbled. If everything is dipped in gold, then baby, it will never grow. Everything sweet ain't sugar-coated. With that being said, let's move on to the second part of the pod. The part where we discuss any habits or mindsets that we might have defaulted to growing up that maybe we want to change going forward. This week, I'm unlearning the habit of hitting the snooze button. I love the mornings, you guys. I love to wake up early, but I hate to wake up, if that makes sense. Me and my sleep, oh my God, you cannot get in between us. We go together like two peas in a pod. I would sleep in a pod if I could. Every day last week, I ignored my 7 a.m. alarm. And that's cool and all to get that extra 30 minutes or hour of sleep. But when my day becomes overwhelming and stressful because I don't have enough hours in the day, that's when I begin to unlearn that shit. 6 a.m. is way too early, but I think I can do 7 a.m. I did it today. I just have to remain disciplined. It's okay to sleep in maybe on Sunday, but when I have shit to do, that snooze needs to lose. Thank you. Of course, if anything I touched on in this episode hit a sweet spot for you, please let me know. Do not forget to follow the pod so you don't miss any future unfashionable moments with me. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. And always remember, showing up as your higher self is never off trend. Love you.